So how are you guys? Welcome to our youth service. And I hope you were enjoying a while ago nung nag-usap po sa tayo, kikwentuhan tayo, nag-game tayo ng jumbled words. Okay, and hopefully hindi rin ma-jumbled yung words ko ngayon. Ha, nakakatawa yun. Oh. Wow, may tumawa. Okay, anyway, welcome. And to those who came in for the very first time, welcome sa inyo. I-cheer nyo naman sila. Welcome sa mga first time who has actually joined us right now. And and I thank you because even if natag ka lang dito or shinare lang sa iyo yung link ng kaibigan mo, you're here. And I'm so thankful that you are still joining us up to this time. We hope that you would enjoy and learn about God. And I pray you would give your life to Jesus and enjoy a loving relationship with Him today and until eternity. I'm Dean, isa ako sa mga campus missionaries from Every Nation Campus Metro East. And we are starting a new series right now entitled I Am. And that is our new series because in this series, we want to be able to talk about God. And how do we see God? How do we look at God? And how would we progressively and slowly and also not only slowly but surely know God even in these trying times that we have? And so that we could focus on God. If we think about it, today and for the many days from the past, okay, madami talaga tayong pinag-usapan about our situation, about quarantine, about COVID-19. But now, let's talk about God, okay? Let's talk about God so that we could focus on Him, know Him more, and trust Him more. And if I could ask you a question, okay, pwede ko ba kayong tanungin ng question? Okay lang. Sige. Sino ang taong pinakamalaki ang tiwala mo? Okay? Sino yung taong pinakamalaki ang tiwala mo? Pwede mo bang i-comment ngayon? Okay, titingnan ko yung mga comments nyo. Okay, pero sino yung taong pinakamalaki ang tiwala mo? So, itag nyo sila. Probably yung iba, okay, kung hindi nyo sila maitag, parents nyo, then go ahead, just share. Keep sharing. Sino yung taong pinakamalaki ang tiwala nyo? I would remember when I was young, okay, nung mas bata ako, mahilig ako magbike pero ayokong umaangkas, okay? May nag-comment, oh, sabi ni Gami Pasaba, Dean Pasaba, uy, kilig naman ako. Ano pa ka naman tayo dyan? Well, anyway, okay. So, tuloy ko na yung kwento ko, okay? So, nung mas bata ako, mahilig ako magbike. Mahilig din akong nag-aangkas kasi medyo mas matangkad ako, okay, sa iba. So okay lang sa akin ang aangkas ng iba. Pero ako, ayokong umaangkas sa iba. Kasi uneasy ako, feeling ko sesemplang kami. Okay, feeling ko mas babagsak kami, mas mapapahamak kami. Pero there's only one person that I can fully remember na may tiwala ako pag iaangkas ako sa bike. Okay, and it's my dad. Okay, yung tatay ko tuwing gugubay kami sa Naga pa noon sa Bicol, okay, meron pang kahoy yun, okay, na naangkasan. So, talagang komportable at may tiwala ako sa kanya because I know him. He was my dad and it's gonna be fine. It was fine with me. And so, think about the people that you trust most at this time. Yung mga sina-shoutout nyo ngayon or binabanggit your parents, okay, yung mga Victory Group leader nyo, yung mga kaibigan ninyo, okay, inside the church or outside the church. You know them for sure. You grew with them for sure, and you probably spent time, okay, madaming time with them for sure, and that's why you trust them. But to know God more and more, we have to know to know God more and more. I hope is the result of that is we respond in humility by trusting Him and growing more in faith and love for Him. To know God more is our objective in this series. In these 5 weeks na meron tayo from today and the following 4 weeks, we'll be talking about God so that we would be able to trust Him. Even in a trying time like this na meron tayo, and even for the following weeks, and even if ano pang issue, even if ano pang problema personal, sa even ano pang problema pang bansa, and kahit saan, okay, na dumating sa atin, at kahit walang problema, kahit successful, kahit masaya, kahit na matiwasay ang buhay, okay, are we willing to know God and trust Him all the more and grow in a faithful and a loving relationship with Him? So, let's start by reading Exodus chapter 3. Okay, buksan niyo yung Bibles nyo. Exodus chapter 3. So, as we focus on God right now, Exodus chapter 3 verses 13 to 15 yung babasahin natin. Okay? Are you guys ready? Then Moses said to God, if I come to the people of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, say this to the people of Israel, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations. If you are familiar with this story, this is the burning bush encounter of Moses and God. And this is a time where in the earlier verses from the same chapter, we would see that the nation of Israel was crying out to God because of their slavery in Egypt. They were in Egypt for 400 years at that time already. Yung Pharaoh, okay, from the time of Joseph's time, okay, has already died for sure kasi 400 years na yon. And 400 years later, a Pharaoh grew up and led without knowing the good works of Joseph and the Israelites kung bakit sila naandoon. And that's why the Israelites, he was so threatened na dumadami na sila. He enslaved the Israelites. So the Pharaoh at that moment enslaved the Israelites, and they had a sobrang hirap ng buhay nila. Okay, naubos na yung English ko kasi 5 minutes na. And that's why they had to cry out to God. They remembered God, and God heard their cry. And that's why God is wanting to pick a leader to lead his people out of Egypt. And that is Moses. God met Moses at that time through a burning bush, calling him to lead his people out of Egypt. And this is part of their conversation. They are already in the middle of their conversation. In verse 13 and 14, mababasa natin, sabi na, di ba? Then Moses said to God, if I come to the people of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, what's his name? Anong pangalan niya? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, say to this people of Israel, kung kinahanap nila or inaalam nila kung sino ang nagpadala sa'yo, I am has sent me to you. God introduced himself. God introduced himself not only to Moses, but to his people. Why? Because now that we are talking about God, you know what? As we are talking about God and who he is, his nature, okay, for the 5 weeks, hindi lang contained sa five nature of God or five weeks, kung sino si God. Pero as we focus on today, I am the God, the great I am. What is he saying in this story and why he wants to introduce himself to the people of Israel is that God desires to be known by his people. God desires to be known by his people. This is the very desire of God. You know what? If you think about Moses, he was already 40 years out of Egypt when this time happened. And wala na siyang pakialam kung tutuusin. Okay? He was living a peaceful life, matahimik na buhay. Okay? Kung saan isa siyang pastol, he had a family, he was taking care of sheep every day for 40 years from the time that he left Egypt, when he ran away from a crime that he did in Egypt. So ngayon, wala na siyang pakialam. We could safely say and assume that in the 40 years, Moses had no plan on meeting God. But if we think about ourselves, did we have any plan on meeting God in the first place? Before you encountered God in a youth service, before ka nag-altar call, alam mo yung altar call, di ba yung tataas ka ng kamay, tapos itignan mo kung nagtataas ng kamay yung katabi mo. Diba? Ay, kakatawa. Tumawa sila. Tapos pinapapunta sa harap, diba? Diba? Tapos ibababa mo ng onti yung kamay mo kasi, ay, pinapapunta na sa harap. Okay, so, yeah, so bababa ka na sa harap. Okay. So if you think about it, okay, before coming to that point, were we really trying to seek God? Diba? To most of us, to many of us like me, I wasn't trying to seek God. I wasn't planning to meet God at all. But God planned the time of meeting with Moses and the meeting with his people. And the time God wanted to meet with us, he planned that for sure. And that's why we are today. That's why we enjoy our relationship with him today. God desires and God is delighted to be known by his people. God desires. Kumbaga gustong-gusto niya. He planned that day that you would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And gustong-gusto niya, God delights. At natutuwa siya when he planned that day, when you were at that moment of one-to-one in that first chapter, at that moment in the front of TV, na bigla kang nag-altar call, sinurrender mo yung buhay kay Jesus, buhay mo kay Jesus, he planned that because he wanted to meet you. He wanted to meet his people. So if we think about it, the God meeting Israel, meeting Moses, and introducing himself, and now we reading the Bible, meeting God, introducing himself as the I am, who I am. God, the great I am. What does that mean? Bakit I am? Di ba pag tayo pag nagpapakilala, nagpapakilala ko, I am Dean Pasaba. Okay, that's my name. Okay? And God, bakit ganun naputol? Why is God just I am? Or in other words, okay, in the original Hebrew language, Yahweh. Why did he say that? It's God giving us a picture, the people of Israel, that he is who he is. Whoever he planned to be, whoever he is, hindi mababago yun. That is who he is. And to us, how do we see God today? I am fill in the blanks. Parang ganun. I am fill in the blanks. If you think about it. That's how God is introducing himself to us and to his people in Israel. I am fill in the blanks. Kunyari, I am and God, anything will be for us. He wants and he needs to be for us at a specific moment. Kunyari, I am provider. Do you see God as a provider today? I am provider. I am sovereign. Ibig sabihin, in control si God. Kahit madaming nanggugulo sa paligid, madaming magulo sa paligid, in control si God. May plano si God. May ginagawa si God. I am sovereign. I am with you. Okay? God is Emmanuel, God with us. God, and that's why we have a relationship with Him. Many more. Yun yung mga pag-uusapan natin in the following weeks. Like, I am Savior. In the following weeks, pag-uusapan natin yun because God is I am. God is Yahweh. But sometimes, if we think about it, what if He isn't what we think He needs to be right now? What if God is not becoming who we expect Him to be right now? Bakit ganun? Parang God, parang hindi ka just God as of this moment. Bakit parang walang hustisya dito sa bansa namin, sa mundo namin? Ano nangyayari? We can probably think about that. Why is God not being God? I am the fill in the blank I need today. Think about it. You ever had the time na nagtampo ka kay God? Kasi bakit parang, Lord, bakit parang hindi ka provider ngayon sa amin? Because if we look at what God says right here, I am sent. I am, okay, has sent me to you. God says, as a message of Moses to the people of Israel. God was introducing himself as who he is because God is God no matter what. I am, the great I am, is Yahweh. God is God, ibig sabihin, and he will be God no matter what. Him being God is not dependent on what we need, but Him being God is dependent on who He is. And He decides whoever He is at a specific moment in time. But this is my challenge, and not only for you, but also for me. Are we willing to trust Him? Are we willing to humble ourselves to see God as who He is even at a time of chaos, of confusion, a time of many injustices, a time of righteousness and a time of success, a time of blessings and a time of promises. Are you willing to humble ourselves to God even at a time so hard for us to trust Him? God is God, the great I am. Are we willing to trust Him? Verse 15, at this moment, tells us that God also said to Moses, say this to the people of Israel. The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. Excuse me po. Nag-burp lang ako saglit kasi hindi ko na matiis. Nakakatawa. May tumawa talaga yun. So, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations. This is God introducing himself to Moses and to the Israelites and to us reading today, because this is more than just names or lists of names. Hindi lang to ninuno, but this is speaking about generation. Think about it. What God is actually telling us at this story is that the great I Am, God Himself, Yahweh, desires to be known generationally. God desires to be known generationally. So that's why God said right here, di ba? The God of your fathers, yung mga ninuno nyo, mga lolo ng wala kayo sa lolo ko. The God of Abraham, their forefather, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, or Israel as known, okay, in their time, right, that moment and to us today. Ibig sabihin, from Father Abraham, Father Isaac, Father Jacob, and to their, through their fathers, God was their God. God was their God. And God also is introducing Himself as God to them at that time. Even when they were in slavery, He is their God. Even in our time today, He is our God. God is God eternal. In the past, He was not made. But even in eternity future, He is still God. We cannot do anything about that. But it because of that time from before, eternity past, and eternity future, God is still God. Oh, hope naiintindihan natin yun. God is God of all generations, of all seasons, of all times. He loves to be faithful to Abraham. He loved being faithful to Abraham. Di ba? He gave Abraham His promise that Abraham would be the father of all nations. And God was faithful and He loved being faithful to Isaac. Isaac, the son of Abraham. And Isaac, he loved God and God loved him. And Isaac, his son Jacob, God was faithful to Jacob or Israel, and that God gave him 12 sons. And not only Jacob, but you know what, even to King David, God was faithful to King David. Centuries later, years later, God was even faithful to Peter, the disciple of Jesus who walked on water. God loved being faithful in the generation of Paul when he was becoming a missionary to different nations. God was faithful to them, but also to Pastor Alfred today. Our Pastor Alfred, na guest natin last week, he loves being faithful to Pastor Alfred. God loves being faithful to Pastor Alfred. God loves being faithful to Diane, to Irish, to Danica. God loves being faithful to you, Romar. God loves being faithful to you, Joselito. God loves being faithful to you, Arman. God loves being faithful to me, Dean. God loves being faithful to all people. Even I believe God loves to be faithful to Deslin, my daughter. God loves to be faithful to the son of Norman, Alonzo. God loves to be faithful to the coming child of Norman. Okay, congratulations, Norman. Kuya Norman. Okay, palakpakan naman natin si Lord sa buhay ni Kuya Norman. Ay, what I'm saying, God loves to be faithful generations after generation, and He does not forget His people. He does not forget His promise. He does not forget His covenant, His faithfulness. God is a generational God, and He does not only want to bring a point that He loves all generations, but He will be with all generations. And you know what? As a father, I am a one-year-old father, okay? I am a one-year-old father, and if you think about it, I've had many conversations with myself. Ganun din ba kayo? Kinakausap niyo yung sarili niyo minsan? Okay. O ako lang. Ako lang siguro. No? God, I talk to myself many times. Sometimes I forget about talking to God and I talk to myself. But if you think about it, okay, noon kinakausap ko one time yung sarili ko, mahilig ako mag-quiet time sa bintana namin. No? Kasi katingin ako sa labas, guys. Tapos iniisip ko, Lord, kilala kaya ako ni Deslin? Kilala kaya ako nung anak ko? So hindi lang yun, no? Tinatanong ko pa si Gami, lalo na nung two-month-old pa lang si Deslin, meron pa akong ano nun, yung antenna dito kasi last year nabalian ako. Tinatanong ko si Gami, Lord, si Lord tuloy. Hindi ko Lord si Gami, okay. Pero minsan, parang master ko na siya. Hindi, joke lang, love ko yung wife. Sabi ko, baby yung tawag ko sa kanya. Nax, kilig. Sabi ko sa kanya, okay. Kilala niya na kaya ako? Kilala na kaya ako ni Deslin? Ako yung daddy niya. Kasi alam nyo, I believe na yung progression ni Destin sa pagkaka, kung paano niya ako tawagin, talaga nag-progress. Progress. Nung una, ganito lang eh. Ah! Okay, ganun. Ganun lang yung tawag niya sa akin. Hanggang sa naging, ano na, nung kaya niya nang magsalita.
Tawag niya na sa akin, Papa! 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 Ganun.
So, higa lang.
Na ganun. Baba yung tawag niya sa akin. Okay, Baba. Sabi niya, say Dada. Sabi niya, Baba. Tapos, from every now and then, tinatawag niya na ako.
Baba.
Ganun na yung tawag niya sa akin, Baba. Hindi lang yun, nag-progress, sabi niya, Dada. Dada na talaga. Say Dada. Dada. And then she calls me Dada. There was a time na kaya nang sabihin yung Daddy. Say Daddy. Sasabihin niya, Daddy. Daddy. Lalo na kung kilala niya yung anak ko, ganun siya mag-daddy dati, okay? Pag pinasabi niyo sa kanya dati yung favorite na ginagaya at pinapasabi na sa kanya, hotdog. Say hotdog. Sabi niya naman, Daddy. Hindi hotdog. Daddy. Or minsan, hotdog. Nakatawang journey lang with our daughter. Pero alam niyo ba, okay, ngayon kayang-kaya niya na. Tinatawag niya na ako, Daddy. Daddy na talaga. Minsan kinakanta niya pa, Dading, 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 dading. Kilala niya na ako. My desire at that moment, and when I was talking to myself and my window, when I was talking to Master Gami, okay, to my love si Gami, okay, I was talking to her. Kilala niya na kaya ako. The desire was so great in me na sana makilala niya ako. And the deep desire in me as a father, that my daughter would, I hope, trust me and know me as her dad. I'm thankful to God she can call me dad today. But not only that, you know what? My desire is only a fraction, napakaliit lang na fraction of how God probably is feeling about knowing you and me. And also, God is feeling greatly that we would know Him. God loves us so much, if you think about it. His desire, His delight, that we would know Him as God, the great I am. God is the great I am. Do you know Him at that level already? That He is your Father. God has shown Himself to us as the great I am through His Word, through the preaching, through that person leading you to Jesus Christ, through your own prayers. I love God. And I love God that He loved me first. God had the desire na makilala ko siya. And you know what? To be known as the great I am to us, God sent Jesus Christ, His Son, so that we would know Him, the real God, the great I am, Yahweh, the God who was faithful with Abraham, the God who was faithful with Isaac, and the God who was faithful with Jacob, with David, with Paul, with Alfred, with Dean, with Destin, and sino man yung magiging apo ko, yun ako, Lord, ang sakit, magkaka. Malayo pa yan. God is faithful. And for this to happen, that we would know Him as a faithful God, and the great I am, He sent Jesus Christ. For what reason? So that we would be reconciled to Him. We were sinners, we were enemies of God, but when Jesus came, it was a hope. And it was God introducing Himself to us so that He could lead us back to His family. Para maging parte na tayo ng pamilya ni God. And so that we would know that He is our Father in heaven. Imagine this, di ba? Imagine mo na lang kung the great Michael Jordan, great Michael, kasi last time yung pinapanood ko, father mo, ampunin ka niya. The great LeBron James, ampunin ka niya. Ewan ko, who seems to be great for in your eyes right now na gusto mong pasama sa pamilya niya, okay? But think about it, the great I am, Yahweh, made a way, sent His Son Jesus so that you would be part of His family. Jesus said, He is our Father in heaven. We are reconciled to Him. He is the great I am. Our Father in heaven. Amen? My challenge for all of us for application is, I'm not gonna give you a list of what to do, but how would you respond right now? How would you respond knowing that the great I am loved to know you and love that you would know Him. Knowing this truth about Him, how would you respond? Would you respond by prayer? Would you respond by reading your Bible? Would you respond by listening to more podcasts of preachings about God? Would you respond by trusting Him more? Would you respond by taking a step out of faith? How would you respond? How would you take steps to know God progressively? Na-remember nyo kanina si Deslyn, progressively niya akong natatawag. Diba, nung una, Baba. Nung una, ganito lang, wah! Nung pangalawa, Baba. Naging Dada. Naging Dad. Naging Daddy na ngayon. And eventually, she would trust me. I hope she trusts me more. But the progressive knowledge about God sa buhay mo, no matter how small and how slow probably you are in growing in God, I hope that you love God more. Continue to progress step by step. Welcome and open your heart to God. Open your mind and knowledge to God. Step by step, so that we would continually love and trust the great I Am, who has set us free like the Israelites and who has made us part of His family. Let me pray for us right now. Pray tayo. Lord, thank you that you have made a way to show who you are to us. Thank you that you have made a way to be faithful to us, God. Thank you that you have made a way so that we would be secure that we are not alone and that we have you, the great I Am. Thank you that just like Moses at that time, he had no plans on meeting you. Lord, I had no plan on meeting you. We all had not planned, or probably too many of us had not planned on a day that we would meet with you. But you have planned to meet with us because of the desire na Lord, sana makilala ka namin, Panginoon, and you delight na makilala ka namin, you made a way. Maraming salamat sa araw, Lord, na ipinakilala mo ang sarili mo sa amin, sa taong nag-preach ng gospel sa amin. Maraming salamat, Panginoon, that we now in a relationship with the great I Am, creator of heaven and earth, the one who created love, the one who created faith, the one who created hope, the one who is righteous, the one who is perfect, the one who is just, the one who is merciful, the one who is alive, and the one who is eternally faithful. We love you because you are our Father. We are just thankful, God, and we are saying sorry for not trusting you at many times. I love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We trust you, God. In Jesus' name.